It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 25th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is genuflect, spelled G-E-N-U-F-L-E-C-T. Genuflect is a verb. To genuflect is to kneel or nearly kneel on one knee and then rise again in worship or as an act of respect. In figurative use, genuflect means to be humbly obedient or respectful. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Wall Street Journal by John Anderson. Many of the people whom director Rob Reiner has throwing bouquets during this documentary, Steven Spielberg, Larry David, Jon Stewart, Conan O'Brien, and Sharon Stone among them, are all more famous than Mr. Albert Brooks, but genuflect before his comedic genius. Today we give reverence to the word genuflect, which comes from the late Latin word genuflectere, formed from the noun genu, meaning knee, and the verb flectere, meaning to bend. Flectere appears in the etymologies of a number of more common verbs, such as reflect, meaning to bend or throw back light, and deflect, meaning to turn aside. By comparison, genu has seen little use in English, but it did give us geniculate, a word used in scientific contexts to mean bent abruptly at an angle like a bent knee. Despite the resemblance, words such as genius and genuine are not related to genuflect. Instead, they are related, genius directly and genuine indirectly, to the Latin verb gignere, meaning to beget. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.